Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13, Verse Number 13. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Well, actually, translation and purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. If on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, one places Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne and gives it as a gift, he will attain the supreme transcendental destination. Purport. One should place Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne because it is the king of all literature. On the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, the sun, which is compared to this king of literature, is present in the constellation Leo and looks as if raised up on a royal throne. According to astrology, the sun is said to be exalted in the sign of Leo. Thus, one may unreservedly worship Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme divine scripture. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyat Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you everyone for coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, and thank you for this opportunity to the leaders here at Bhaktivedanta Manor for allowing me to say something for my own purification on this very auspicious day of the month of Bhadra, of Bhadra Purnima, and also on the day when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, actually. So, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada, and especially Yadubar Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada disciples. So, please, if kindly bless me, so I can say something which resonates with my heart, purifies my heart, and in the process of doing so, if something good comes out, please take it. If nothing comes out, then please ignore. Thank you. So, today is the most auspicious day of the month of Bhadra. It's the Bhadra Purnima, actually. And I'll mention it now and I'll mention it at the end. This evening at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, if you're around, please come over, because the altar will be decorated with the entire set of Srimad Bhagavatam. We will have Bhagavatams all around the deities, and there will be a special aarti this evening at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the evening of the Lordships and also of Srimad Bhagavatam, because we just read this literature is the king of literature and it should be worshipped like Krishna. So why not have it in the altar? We already have it in the altar of Srila Prabhupada, as you can see this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam right there. And we will also have it in the main altar with the deities this evening at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So if you're around, please come and behold the beautiful aarti at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. when Srimad Bhagavatam will be on the altar, on the throne, and the aarti will be done along with the Lordships this evening, actually. Srila Prabhupada, in fact, mentioned that these books are actually like deities. One time, the devotees were traveling with Radha Damodar Padi, and there was a letter written to Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, we don't have a means to offer our bhoga when we are cooking in the van or in the bus we are traveling. So Prabhupada said, you can simply offer this to the deities, to the books you are traveling. They are non-different to the deities, actually. Why are they non-different? Because these words are transcendental vibrations emanating from the spiritual world. And we have often heard that all the books of Srila Prabhupada are actually nothing but the emanation from this beautiful literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I'll read the purport one more time because it's so nice. One should place Srimad Bhagavatam on a golden throne because it is the king of all literature on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra. The sun, which is compared to this king of literature, is present in the constellation Leo and looks as if upraised up on a royal throne. According to the astrology, the sun is said to be exalted in the sign of Leo. Thus, one may unreservedly worship Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Divine Scripture. So I have a few slides to share with you all about some glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we heard from His Holiness Bhaktivigyan Goswami Maharaj the other day, that what to speak of glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj said, I'll be here whole day, and even then that will be less trying to glorify Bhagavatam, because Lord Balram, who's non-different to the Anantashesh, is trying to glorify the unlimited qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And till date, he is still exhausting in his attempt, because his glories are unlimited. So similarly, we can speak something little about this beautiful literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is a beautiful verse from Lord Chaitanya's conclusive opinions about Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajesha Taniyas Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vraj Vadhu Vragenava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatra Tatra Na Paraha. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, the word Aradhya is referred to Krishna, Dham is referred to Vrindavan, and the word Upasana is referred to by gopis, the one who actually worshipped like gopis. And Pramanam, the Pramanam of all of this, or the conclusive absolute truth in this matter, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Artha means the word prema, actually. So Mahaprabhu is saying that Srimad Bhagavatam is the Pramanam of the absolute truth, is the Pramanam of the highest love of the gopis, which was exhibited towards Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the Rasa Pancha Adhyaya of Srimad Bhagavatam of the 10th canto. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually said, through Srila Rupa Goswami, he gave us the 64 ways of practicing devotional service, as we know from the beautiful book Nectar of Devotion. And out of the 64 ways, Rupa Goswami said, on the basis of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that the 5 are very prominent. And he said, out of these 5, if one can develop an attachment to any one of them, even a little bit, then his life is perfect. Does anybody know what those 5 things are? Anyone? Yes, Mataji. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam, not going in the chronological order, but because it's Bhadra Purnima and the verse is so relevant, Mataji decided to say that first, and I completely endorse it. Thank you so much. Yes, studying Srimad Bhagavatam is one of those 5 potent ways of practicing devotional service, and best is to study Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the advanced devotees. My spiritual master often says that if you are in a room, and if you think you're the most advanced in that room, then you're in the wrong room. So you need to change the room. So you need to be always in the seeking the association of the advanced devotees, actually, because that's the way Mahajano Sena Gatha Sapantha. That's our way of performing devotional service or advancing in Krishna consciousness. Okay, what are the other 4 ways of practicing devotional service, the top 5? Yes, Prayojan Prabhu. Yeah, so I think reading and speaking fall in the one category of those 5 ways, absolutely. Yeah, so hearing is one of the potent ways of the 5 ways of practicing devotional service. What other ways are there? 5 other ways. So reading or hearing or studying Srimad Bhagavatam, what else? Chanting the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay? Number 3. So, go ahead. Worshipping deities, that's right. Worshipping Shishi Radha, Gokulanand, Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, Shishi Gaurnitai, or our home deities. That's another potent way. Number 4. Yes. Living in the holy dham. Is Bhaktivedanta Manor and holy dham? Absolutely. A holy dham is regarded a holy dham. You know why? Why do you think Vrindavan is one of the most topmost dham in the spiritual world? By the way, Navdeep is non-different too, but why is Vrindavan the topmost dham? Our acharyas explain that the reason Vrindavan is a glorious dham is because of the Vaishnavas who are living there and glorifying Shri Radha and Krishna. That's why Vrindavan is a glorious dham. So because Srila Prabhupada came here and he glorified Radha and Krishna and he stayed here, it's regarded as one of the tirthas as far as the ISKCON is concerned. Because Prabhupada walked in this place, he is still seated with us, but when he was physically present, he spoke from that Vyasasan right there. And he performed the installation of Shri Radha Gokulananda. We recently celebrated the 50 years of that anniversary of Radha Gokulananda being installed. He was there upstairs in his quarters. George Harrison and many other personalities would often come and meet Srila Prabhupada here. So it is said that outside America, outside India, after Los Angeles, this is the second most place where Prabhupada stayed more, and to the point that actually it was only the last place where Prabhupada traveled when he came to his trip. He was planning to go to America, but his health didn't allow him, and he went back to Vrindavan. So he came here at Soho, at Bari Place and at the Manor, and then he went back. He could not travel onward to America, and he went back to India. So the fourth one is the living in a holy place. There's one more. Yes, Mataji. Association of the devotees, of the like-minded devotees, absolutely. So these five things are the most potent ways of practicing devotional service. So even if we have a little bit of attachment towards it, we can perfect our life. So this is from the Matsya Puran, and in Matsya Puran it is mentioned that a Puran has five characteristics as opposed to an Akhyana. The scriptures are divided into the three classes, which are Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic, which is goodness, passion and ignorance. The glory of Lord Hari is greater in the Sattvic Puranas. The glory of Lord Brahma is more in the Rajasic Purana. And the glory of Lord Shiva and the Agni is more in the Tamasic Puranas. In the mixed scriptures, the glory of Saraswati and the Pitris is explained. So here we see that... One second. There are 18 major Puranas and they are like this. So there is the Bhagavad Purana, the Vishnu Purana, the, let's repeat, say these names because it's very, very purifying. We'll do it together. So number one, Bhagavad Purana. We say it together. Vishnu Purana, Padma Purana, Narada Purana, Garuda Purana, Varaha Purana, Vamana Purana, Markandeya Purana, Brahma Purana, Bhavishya Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Matsya Purana, Kurma Purana, Linga Purana, Skanda Purana, Agni Purana and Shiva Purana. So these are the 18 Puranas, and Srimad Bhagavatam is right at the top. Why? Because it is comes in these three Puranas, or the these three gradations are as per the Sattvic, Rajasic and the Tamasic Puranas. So Srimad Bhagavatam is right at the top because it's beyond the Sattvic Purana. Why? Because it's in Shuddha Sattva. Right at the outset of the first canto of the second first chapter, the second verse, it is mentioned by Srila Vyasadeva that how Srimad Bhagavatam completely rejects all the materially motivated religions. Srimad Bhagavatam does not propound that, okay, if I fast on Tuesday, then I score top in my school or college. Srimad Bhagavatam does not say that if I fast on a Thursday, I will get a beautiful house. Srimad Bhagavatam does not deal with any such business dealings actually. Straight away, Srimad Bhagavatam establishing the absolute truth, which is non-different to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharma prochita kaitvo tra paramo nirmat saranam satam. So right at the beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing that this, if you are looking for such kind of tradesmanship or a business relationship with Srimad Bhagavatam, then you're in the wrong place. You may want to go and seek other scriptures. But if just in case, if you're looking for pure devotional service, this is the literature you need to open and read and study actually. So here we see also in this beautiful Padma Puran, the verse is right there on the altar. You see this beautiful body of Krishna and all the Bhagavatams around this. This banner, I believe, was done 3 years ago by, I think, Keshav Gokulanand Prabhu, where you can see how each canto represents a certain part of the body of the Krishna. I'm not going to read the verse in the essence of the time, but let's just look at and meditate on this Bhadra Purnima day, how Bhagavatam is non-different to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the canto 1 and 2 are represented by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which teaches us or gives us the introduction, or at least talks about the sarga, the creation or the sub-creation, visarga, and the poshana, the shelter of the Lord. So these elements are represented of Srimad Bhagavatam by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Canto 3 and 4 are the thighs of the Lord, which talks about the sarga, visarga, which is a creation by the Lord, subsequent creation by Brahma, Manus, and the pastimes of the Lord Varaha. That's Canto 3 and 4. Canto 5 is the navel of the Lord, which is also symbolizes by the word sthana, the geography of the universe, the description of the Bhu Mandala, and the structure of the universe. Canto 6 is the chest of the Lord, which is again symbolizes by the poshana, the Lord's protection to the people who transgress the laws of the dharma and devotees. And then there are examples of such transgression by personalities like the Ajamil, the personalities like Indra and the Chitraketu who transgress this law. And this particular section is explained in the sixth canto. Seventh canto are the arms of the Lord, which are the descriptions of the inauspicious inclination, which is referred as Uti, and auspicious inclination, pure and the mixed bhakti. Eighth canto is the arms of the Lord, which is Manavantara, the dynasties of the Manus and the activities of the Lord during the various Manavantaras. Ninth is the throat, which is the Ishanukatha. The topics related to the Lord's devotees are described, the description of the sun and the moon dynasty, and that's why we hear the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra coming in the ninth canto. Tenth canto is the lotus feet of the Lord, which is also exemplified by Ashraya, or the shelter, Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, Hastinapur, and Krishna's various opulences. 11th canto is his forehead, which is again mukti, liberation, which takes shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, is described in this. Nava Yogendra's Nimi Samvad, and the Uddhava Gita, and the disappearance of Krishna's and the entire Yadu dynasty is explained in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And finally, 12th canto, which is the head and the forehead of the Lord, Nirodha, the four kinds of the universal annihilation, the liberation of Parikshit Maharaj, and the activities of the Markandeya, and also what happens when you give the Srimad Bhagavatam to somebody is explained in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, for the devotees. This morning, I was hearing a lecture by His Holiness S.P. Keshav, or Swayam Bhagavan Keshav Maharaj. And it's not coincidence, but it's providential that yesterday Maharaj was at ISKCON of Silicon Valley in America, and it happened to be Bhadra Purnima there. And you can only imagine how many sets were distributed outside India. That's the only temple which distributed over, I think, I don't know the numbers because I couldn't get to it, but at least I know that they distributed, 1300 sets in the streets, on the road, in the supermarkets, in the various other places like door to door. So they did 1300 Srimad Bhagavatam sets just through this activity, the full sets of Bhagavatam. And Keshav Maharaj gave a beautiful talk, and in that he shared a wonderful story that it wasn't about him, but it was about another devotee who was about to take a brahmachari ashram, and he was going in his and he shared this nice thing that normally when people come to Krishna consciousness, they have this big load of mahapap. Mahapap means so many big sins they have done, and they're worried about how to offload them and things like that. And Maharaj very jokingly said, but for those who come from India, if they have to take to Krishna consciousness, they are worried about Ma Bap. Ma Bap means mother and father, He said, why? Because it's very difficult for the parents to see their child taking up saffron or the brahmachari ashram. They think, oh my God, he's been converted into another cult or something has happened to him, So that was really sweet, how Maharaj mentioned. So he mentioned that this devotee was there in the ashram. I mean, he was taking the brahmachari ashram and he was finding it difficult to reveal it to his parents. And finally, he took the permission from his parents. And he told his parents and he went away. And he was 2 hours away from Bhaktivedanta Manor. He didn't tell us who this devotee was, by the way. It's a mystery. We'll find out when Maharaj is back in UK. So he said, as he was driving down the motorway, he was 2 hours away from Bhaktivedanta Manor. And so many questions were going through his mind. He was thinking, have I done the right thing? Should I just go back? I mean, I'm here really walking into the temple in a saffron. Is this a thing for me? So he was really in a lot of anxiety. And that day he did something he has never done in his life. He stopped for someone who was asking on the motorway, on the, you know, what do you call that, side roads? Somebody stood there asking, slip road for a lift. And Mara, and this person, devotee, he stopped and he gave the lift to this person. And this person got into the car, and then Prabhu started driving towards Bhaktivedanta Manor. And just as he sat in the car, completely nude, no idea who the person was, there was the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam on the dashboard of the car. That's what the devotees' cars are meant for, carrying the books of Srila Prabhupada, by the way. Or carrying another devotees to the places of pilgrimage like Bhaktivedanta Manor or other places. So he carried that, he had the first canto, and the person went, "What's this book about?" And then he said, "This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Have you heard of it?" He said, "No, I've not heard of it." And there began a Bhagavatam class in the car of a devotee, as Maharaj explained, who had so much of questions in his mind whether he's doing the right thing or not. And then he started to speak about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that 1.5 hour or 2 hours which was in the journey, it went through like this. And just as he got to the manor, he knew that what he's doing was an absolutely right thing to do, actually. So when I heard this, I said, wow, you know, this is what the magic of Srimad Bhagavatam is, actually. What to speak of when you open and read it, but just having it on the dashboard, you know, had resulted in giving a Bhagavatam class. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Right there, you know, all the anomalies for the person who was speaking or the anxieties went away. All what was troublesome to the heart went away for this Prabhu, and he was able to completely take that decision with steadfastness and move into the Brahmachari ashram. And likewise for the another person who was there in the car, also got purified by hearing Bhagavatam, and hopefully he's on his way to back to Godhead in some form or other, actually, because he got to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's the beauty of this beautiful literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, it was so nice to early in the morning, you know, just before my japa, I switched on this lecture from yesterday and I heard Mara speaking. It was so nice, so relevant, actually. So yeah, that's Srimad Bhagavatam for us. It's a transcendental literature. Here it is mentioned in the Padma Purana in the section glorifying the vow of Vyanajuli, Mahadwadashi Gautam instructs King Ambrisha, where he says that one should stay awake on the night of Vyanunjali Mahadwadashi and hear the scriptures that narrate the stories of Lord Vishnu and his devotees, especially the Bhagavad Gita, the thousand names of the Lord Vishnu, and the Purana narrated by Sukha, Srimad Bhagavatam. These should be recited with care since they are pleasing to Lord Hari. And in the same section of the Padma Purana, he says, O Ambrisha, if you desire an end to your material existence, then every day hear Srimad Bhagavatam, narrated by Sukha, and also recite it to yourself. Nityam Bhagavatam Shunu Sukha Proktam Ambrisha. Please repeat after me. And in the same section of Padma Purana, he says, O Ambrish, if you desire an end to your material existence, then every day hear Srimad Bhagavatam, narrated by Sukha, and also recite it to yourself. Nityam Bhagavatam Shunu Sukha Proktam Ambrisha. So here's another reason why we should read Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam says in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, third chapter, that this Srimad Bhagavatam uplifts one to the transcendental realm and brings one above the material anomalies or perplexity, which are, you know, perplexities which are completely superfluous to a living entity. That they have actually nothing to do with it. Why? Because the soul is Sachit Ananda. The nature of the soul is that it's eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. And that is the reason Srimad Bhagavatam completely brings one from the realm of the material miseries to the realm of the spiritual world. This is the medium or the very means by which one can live in the spiritual world while living in the material world. That's what the nature of the Srimad Bhagavatam is. If we can read, study and imbibe the beautiful qualities of Srimad Bhagavatam, we can really live in this world in the material world, but yet we will be living in the spiritual world. Why? Because the very nature of Srimad Bhagavatam is full of spiritual potencies. Every single pastimes of Dhruv Maharaj to Prahlad Maharaj to the story of the Gajendra to the story of the Chitraketu is reminding us that this material world is a temporary place and we must try to reach out to our home, which is home back to Godhead. Here are a couple more points on Srimad Bhagavatam. The characteristics of Bhagavatams are given in the Matsya Purana, and here it is explained that that which explains the topmost principles of religion, basing it on the Gayatri and which has the incident of the killing of the Vritasura, is to be known as Srimad Bhagavatam. This Purana has 18,000 verses. How many verses? How many verses are there in Bhagavad Gita? 700. And how many verses in Bhagavatam? 18,000. This Srimad Bhagavatam, the killing of Vritasura is to be known as Srimad Bhagavatam. This Purana has 18,000 verses. Whoever makes a copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam and placing it on a golden lion throne. By the way, not just Srimad Bhagavatam which is saying this verse. I found this verse directly from Matsya Puran, which is another evidence of this glorious day of the Bhadra Purnima. Not just one Puran. People may say, okay, Bhagavatam, give me another evidence. Here is another evidence from Matsya Puran, which is saying, this Purana has 18,000 verses. Whoever makes a copy. How many Puranas were written thousands of years ago? So the orders are already coming directly from Krishna through these various scriptures for the copies of Bhagavatam to be made. And why do you think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the first Gauriyamath press in Calcutta in the Ultadanga Junction Road? Has anybody been to the Ultadanga Junction Road, by the way? Yeah, great. If you ever get a chance to go to two places once in 1 year, try to go to Ultadanga Junction twice. You know why? Because that place is very special. Especially now how it has been kept by the disciples of Radhanath Maharaj. They did such a nice service by preserving those beautiful pictures of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with his godbrothers, his disciples, and various other movements in the history of the Gaudiya Math is all very nicely preserved in this beautiful place in Ultadanga Junction Road. Far, very close from there is a place where there was a first printing press which was bought from America is there by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So you could see that this printing presses were going to print Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have heard in the story when in the Boston when the first printing press was established when Prabhupada came there, all the disciples were surrounding Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada paid his full dandavats to the printing press. And everybody was amazed. And everyone got up and one devotee asked, Prabhupada, we just saw you, what was that? He said, this is non-different, it's printing the transcendental words of Krishna. That's how much he regarded this missionary work actually to, in order for it to be, for Krishna consciousness to be expanded all over the world. So he paid his full dandavats to the printing press, and that goes to show this point which is mentioned in the Matsya Purana. What is the verse saying? Whoever makes a copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam and placing it on a golden lion throne, donates it on the full moon day of the month of Bhadra, will attain the supreme goal. So far, according to the Bhagavatam, we only heard the glories. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Bhadra Purnima Mahotsav ki jai. So, I was thinking about this verse last night when I came upon this verse that, let's take a moment. The verse which we read today says, who will go back to the spiritual world? One who gifts Srimad Bhagavatam to somebody will go back to the spiritual destination. That means no material birth or no birth directly to the spiritual world. Look at the Phala Shruti, the fruit of a simple benediction of gifting Bhagavatam. I mean, Krishna consciousness cannot be any easier than this, if I will be very honest. It is so easy according to this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. But it's very interesting when I read this verse of the Matsya Puran, there is a second element, there is another opportunity, and that opportunity for someone who is going to make the copies of Srimad Bhagavatam. So anybody who's engaged in the welfare activity of the printing of Srila Prabhupada books in BBD, printing presses all over the world, or any Gaudiya Vaishnava literature or the canons of the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature coming out, means that person is going back to I mean, if you guys have to go back to Godhead, you need to say it a bit more enthusiasm. Going back to? Let's try it one more time. Going back to? Yeah, okay, that's much better. So, going back to Godhead. So, what's happening? Just by engaging in this welfare work, according to the Matsya Purana, you're engaged in making the copies of the transcendental literature or writing books for that matter. Anything which is, you know, connected with the literary work of the scriptures, you have already signed up to go back to spiritual world according to the Matsya Purana. What to speak of when you, of course, if you're writing, you're reading and studying Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why we say if you're reading Srila Prabhupada books every day, you cannot help in this international society of Krishna consciousness but to think, how can I share this treasure house with others? How can I bring others to Krishna consciousness? What can I do in my limited time in the human form of life to perfect my life and share Krishna consciousness with others? Because when you read Prabhupada's books, you get an absolute clarity that what is to be done and what is not to be done in the spirit, in this world while we are living. And with that clarity, you're able to live your life, and why not give it to others when you have that clarity? Because by doing that, you're doing para upakar, you're doing the best welfare activity by sharing Krishna consciousness with others. So a couple more points. This is in the Skanda Puran. It states that the nature of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the personality of the Godhead is always the same. Full knowledge, bliss and eternal existence. And the Padma Puran Uttar Khanda says that Srimad Bhagavatam Yam Pratyaksha Krishna Evahi. Without any doubt, Srimad Bhagavatam is directly Lord Krishna. If the 1.3.40 wasn't enough, where Krishna is saying, or in Prabhupada is writing in the purport of that verse, that just imagine if you have Krishna living in your house with you, for a moment he walks out, and Srimad Bhagavatam, a devotee from ISKCON Bhaktivedanta Manor, knocks on your door and tells you to take the whole set of the Bhagavatam in the house, and you take the whole set and you preserve it in your home. Prabhupada is writing there in the purport, I'm paraphrasing, but he's saying the same benefit, the same advantage can be taken as if the Lord is personally present in your house, as long as the Srimad Bhagavatam is there. That's the potency of the full set of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Skanda Puran states in the Kali Yuga, of what value are collections of hundreds of thousands of other scriptures if one does not keep Srimad Bhagavatam in his house? In Kali Yuga, how can a person be considered a Vaishnava if the Srimad Bhagavatam does not find a place in his house? How can we be considered as a Vaishnava if the Srimad Bhagavatam is not in our house? Even if he is a Brahmana, he is to be considered lower than a dog eater. O Vipra, Narada, wherever is Srimad Bhagavatam in Kali Yuga, the Lord goes there along with all the Devatas. Where does the Lord go? Where there is Srimad Bhagavatam. O Muni, a person who faithfully recites a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam every day attains the fruit of reading the 18 Puranas. Did you hear about this? Have you ever heard about this before? I mean, look at the glory of reciting one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll repeat this again. So the verse is saying, Narada, wherever is the Srimad Bhagavatam in the Kali Yuga, the Lord goes there along with the Devatas. O Muni, a person who faithfully recites one verse it's saying, of Srimad Bhagavatam every day attains the fruit of reading the 18 Puranas. This is from Skanda Purana, dear devotees. There cannot be any better way or an inspiration to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day than this verse. Reading one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam means reading the 18 Puranas every day. Would you like to read the one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam every day at least? Go for it. Don't let a day go without reading a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know why? Because then you will miss out an opportunity to read the entire 18 Puranas in a day. How glorious are these scriptures which are giving us, especially for those like me in the Kali Yuga who claim that do not have a time. And Prabhupada said it's not a matter of a time, it's a matter of a taste. We need to have a taste when we are reading Prabhupada books. Supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam is established in Srimad Bhagavatam itself. The analogy about the supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas teach us a king by orders, that Puranas as a friend by promise and blessings, Vedic poetry sweetly as a lover, but Srimad Bhagavatam contains all the three aspects. All Vedic laws and principles gives the blessing and is poetic. So these were some quotes. I'm going to briefly read a couple of them in the essence of time, that why we should engage in distributing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world, Prabhupada is saying, is a great welfare activity for the theologians, for philosophers, transcendentalists and the yogis. Yogi nam api sarve sham, as well as for the people in general. Do not worry, in spite of war, Srimad Bhagavatam will be distributed. We don't care for war, our preaching business will go on. This is Srila Prabhupada stating, don't worry about the war at the time when it was going on. Srimad Bhagavatam will be distributed. There's still a war going on, and there'll war be going on for at least while the Kali Yuga is existing, because the war against the material energy is very, very difficult. But Prabhupada is saying the Bhagavatam will still be distributed. So it's not a coincidence that this Bhadra campaign has been picked up 5 years ago by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, where he, in his daily readings, for many times went through the verse, but this time this verse stuck with him and he thought, let's take an opportunity of distributing some Bhagavatams and doing some damage to the material energy by the transcendental vibration spreading of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the whole world of ISKCON has got onto it. You know, many years ago it was done also in Mayapur on this Bhadra Purnima day in ISKCON Mayapur. So many sets were distributed. But now the whole world is coming together of ISKCON, and this is a worldwide campaign. There is a team in each continent working together to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's amazing the work which is going on across the world in this regard. Srimad Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit. Narad Muni is engaged in distributing this fruit, and therefore he instructed Vyasadev to write this Mahapuran, Srimad Bhagavatam, for the benefit of the ignorant human society. And finally, I want to request all of you who do not have Srimad Bhagavatam, those present here in the live studio at the Bhaktivedanta Manor, and also those who are hearing online, that today is the most auspicious day. After hearing some glories of the Bhagavatam, please try to invite Bhagavatam in your home. Anybody hearing online, if you do not have Srimad Bhagavatam, please take a pen and paper in your hand, and those who want to, the link is here, you can take a picture, www.krishnatemple.com/Bhadra. If you go there, you can register to take a set of Bhagavatam, make your payment, and come and collect it. As long as you take a pledge today, even if you don't have the Bhagavatam, don't worry. Our process of Krishna consciousness is absorbing our mind in Krishna, and similarly, taking the pledges in the mind is as good as doing that. So please take a pledge, you know, take a set of Bhagavatam, invite it in your home, and you can see the beautiful golden throne is there. The entire set is available for £175 and £199 with the throne. And those who already have a Srimad Bhagavatam, so when you take a Bhagavatam, we will come to your house and we will do a ceremony called Suswagatam Bhagavatam. We go to the houses of the people who take Bhagavatam and we do the kirtan there. We read Bhagavatam with the family, and then we offer an aarti collectively with the family members, and then we try to connect them with the local sanghas, or try to, you know, do reading groups. Many devotees in the team are planning to start like a reading groups with those people who are taking Bhagavatam. We're also planning to invite everybody who has taken Bhagavatam or sponsored Bhagavatam to a big event either towards the end of this year or early next year, to thank them for all the work and try to connect them through the courses of School of Bhakti so they can start their process of Krishna consciousness holistically. And if you already have a Bhagavatam, then help us sponsor a Bhagavatam to a village in India or to Africa. So we are now nearly this year will be sending about 300 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam to the villages in India which have been converted into other ideologies. But by giving Bhagavatam, you can really help us change the village at a time. The other day we all saw the video that how the villages are being saved by one set of Bhagavatam. So for £100, you can send a set of Bhagavatam. And again, you can go on krishnatemple.com/Bhadra. You can get the information there also. Or you can contact me through my contact number. I'll say it out for the devotees who are hearing online. You can send me a WhatsApp message and I will send you the link of how you can sponsor a Bhagavatam. My contact number is 07527424115. So please reach out to me or to any other devotees you may know in our community. So I want to thank everybody. Yadubar Prabhu, who's very kindly came last night, he messaged me. He's sending a set to a village in India, in Vrindavan, called Barsana, which is a village of Srimati Radharani. And Prabhu wanted to make the payment today on the auspicious day of Bhadra Purnima. So if anybody would like to sponsor a set on this very auspicious day of Bhadra Purnima, send a set to a village, gift it to your friend in UK or anywhere, please come and see me after the class. I'll be very happy to help you in that regard. And don't forget, those of you who are hearing online, a very special aarti this evening at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, aarti of Srimad Bhagavatam with the Lordships at Bhaktivedanta Manor, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. right here. The Bhagavatam will be in the altar very shortly today, and you can come and attend that aarti this evening. And also, you can take a set home when you come this evening, because we will be present in the reception just outside here, actually. So I invite everybody from our community that while this wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are going on, please take part and do your part in whatever capacity you can. Of course, it's nice to have a goal which we are working towards as a goal, 55,000 Bhagavatams across the world. It's nice, but how that Bhagavatam distribution is changing the society is what really actually matters. And in what mood we are trying to share Krishna consciousness with others is what really matters. So in that spirit, we, in a very small world here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, taking a part in this wonderful initiative and want to do something little from our side and contribute to Europe and thereby contribute to the world. Thank you very much for listening. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Bhadra Purnima ki jai. We have few minutes for any questions or comments. Just anybody has, we have a mic here. Anybody has any comment or question? Anyone who's feeling inspired to help in the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam? Anyone here? Feeling that I want to do something? Oh, so many of you. Wonderful. Any Mataji? Is that Mataji there? Okay, yeah, wonderful. Please come and see us. We will definitely help you. Any questions or comments from anyone? Yes, Prayojan Prabhu. Can we have a mic for Prayojan Prabhu? By the way, Prayojan Prabhu is a great veteran of the distribution of Srila Prabhupada books. Every year, whether it is Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon or Bhagavata Marathon or Gita Marathon, Prabhu gives whatever he has. So go ahead, Prabhu.
There's one pastime, certainly a devotee, who did book distribution. So, and he was from Scotland, actually. But he told of a time when he was just, they were just pushing out the, or trying to push out books to everyone. But he said he was feeling dry. He wondered what was happening, because it was just like a mechanical action. And then he said, he told us then how to get himself, he was thinking how to get himself enlivened. And it was suggested to him that he read at least a sort of a chapter a week on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he said he started to feel enlivened again.
Oh, jai.
Because it gave him a taste for what he was distributing. You know, it revived his enthusiasm just by reading that. So it's a hand-in-hand thing. Yes, you can put out Bhagavatams, but at the same time, you've got to read it as well to enthuse yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prayojan Prabhu. The last thing I would say, that in the spirit of giving, one thing I want to say, you know, many times people think, I'm giving for this, I'm giving for that, how do I give for Bhagavatam? And I have watched carefully very devotees over the 10 years of my In Krishna Consciousness, and I've heard from the seniors that someone who wants to give will give for any good cause, actually. Someone who's a giver is always a giver. Someone who does not want to give will not give. So in that spirit, there is something called as a preemptive giving. When you give something yourself, your own accord, that's glorious, you know, doing it in the right moment. But if you do not do that, then anyway, it's going to be taken away from us at the time of death, whatever we have collected. So while we have it, we may as well give it for the propagation of Krishna consciousness movement, actually. So on that note, you know, I've sponsored a set. I will also be sponsoring a set today, and probably few, depending on where we are and where we reach our goal. I won't say much about that, but it's a great opportunity, dear devotees, that please take part in this wonderful campaign. It's the last day of the Bhadra campaign and the Bhadra Purnima. Very auspicious day. We are going back to the spiritual world by not just distributing, gifting, but helping the society to move forward, because that's what is also very pleasing to the Lord. So thank you all very much. I'm very grateful. Today, Srila Prabhupada's sannyas. He took sannyas. My daughter was reading something to me in the car. She came to encourage me for the Bhagavatam class. She said, I'll come with you, Dad. So thank you, Sachi, for coming. And she made this note because I find it difficult to remember dates and years, actually. So she said, please, I'll write it for you, and then you have the note with you. So she wrote, Srila Prabhupada accepted the order of sannyas from Sri Srimad Keshav Prajanna Maharaj on September 17, 1959. And this was done at the Keshavji Mart in Mathura. So, and that was done on a glorious day of the Bhadra Purnima. And when Prabhupada was coming to US, the people asked him, so you're going to US, like in a spirit, oh, so you're going to US. Prabhupada said, no, Srimad Bhagavatam is going to US and I'm going with the Bhagavatam actually. So that's Srila Prabhupada for you, you know, that was his humility that he said, you know, he, Bhagavatam carried him all the way, and we know in his beautiful Jaladuta diary, the beautiful, you know, verses and the songs he writes, and that how Srimad Bhagavatam will bring about the change in the world's misdirected civilization. Rest is a history. Prabhupada has done the damage, and the rest he's left it with us to do it. And that's what we are trying to do here. So, very grateful to Prabhupada, Prabhupada's wonderful disciples, Yadupar Prabhu, Mother Vishaka, who is the temple president here, all the leaders, Neela Madha Prabhu, Kanaya Prabhu, Pranabandhu Prabhu, who have dedicated their life in propagating Krishna consciousness, preserving this beautiful place, Bhaktivedanta Manor, and also, you know, extensively preaching, and also Keshav Maharaj, who's a great example for all of us. And I'm very grateful to the Sankirtan team at Bhaktivedanta Manor, who are tirelessly working to distribute Bhagavatam, each and every one of them. If I start taking out the names, we'll be here till the evening class of the Bhagavad Gita. I won't do that, but I just wanted to say I'm very grateful to everyone who's contributing to this cause in any form or in any capacity. Every small inch helps. Bhakti Vinod Thakur took 1 rupee from each house in Navadeep to build the temple, the first place in Mayapur, in Yogapeet actually, 1 rupee. And he said, don't give me more, don't give me less, give me a rupee. So we can all, by that example of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, take something and do something in little in this wonderful cause of pushing Srimad Bhagavatam across the society. Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.